November 11, 1915. One who lives in the divine will feels the very wound, which God feels as if it were her own. So she becomes like another Jesus on earth. This morning I felt such compassion for the offenses that Jesus receives and for the many poor creatures who have the misfortune of offending him that I would face any pain in order to prevent sin. So I prayed and repaired from the heart. At that moment, blessed Jesus came and seemed to carry the same wounds of my heart, but, oh, how much larger! He told me, "My daughter, in delivering the creature, my divinity remained wounded by my own love, for love of the creature. This wound made me come down from heaven to earth. It made me cry, shed my blood, and do all that I did. Now, the soul who lives in my will vividly feels this wound of mine as if it were her own. She cries, prays, and would suffer anything to save the poor creature, and so that my wound of love may not be exacerbated by the offenses of the creatures. Ah, my daughter, these tears, pains, prayers and reparations soothe my wound and descend upon my breast, to be shown to my Father and move him to pity for creatures. Therefore, a divine vein ascends and descends between me and these souls, a vein which keeps consuming their human blood. The more they take part in my wound and in my own life, the larger this vein becomes. It becomes so large as to render them other Christs. And I keep repeating to my Father, I am in heaven, but there are other Christs on earth, wounded with my own wound, who cry like me, who suffer, pray, etc., like me. So we must pour our mercy upon the earth? Ah, only these who live in my volition take part in my wound. They are like me on earth, and they will be like me in heaven, sharing in the same glory of my humanity.